you ever raise any cotton at all?
Very little.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever raise it yourself and do the work?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How would you do that? When would you plant it? And how would you harvest it?
Of course, planting spring of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually plant it close in the drill. Oh, barely, just a few inches apart, and then after it got up about 6 or 8 inches, we'd go in and chop it, mm-hmm. and you would thin it out to suit your fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And we would ply it about twice,
mm-hmm.
and usually when it got up about knee high, we'd hoe it again, get all the weeds out of it, try to keep it as clean as good. Of course, now they're using a lot of weed control in it,
mm-hmm.
and they don't do the hoeing by hand,
mm-hmm.
and just plow it with a tractor. And after it got up and the bowls developed and the cotton was about ready, a lot of times it, well now especially I spray it with defoliation and get it with a harvester or a combine.
Mm-hmm. How would a combine work? If you were harvesting corn?
The old one, the pickers, just picked it up between two augers and broke the ear loose from the stalk and
mm-hmm.
went up the conveyor into the, it pulled a trailer behind it. The new one's a shell of corn and discarded the cob and the shuck.
Mm-hmm. This is a new kind of corn I saw around Homerville, that it just grows one ear to the stalk, and small yeah. stalks, but big ears of corn.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And saw that.
Yeah, and they were going to put it in the paper, because the fellow brought it in and said it looked real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, there was one fellow said he had to run his combine all the way down low, you know, because it was so, corn was so thick
uh-huh.
that he couldn't. You know, he's having trouble harvesting it.
Is that right?
It looks like, you know, I think South Georgia's going to get a really good corn crop.
Yeah,
you know,
they are.
Really?
Sure are. I don't know if they'll get any money for it.
Yeah. I think they will, because, you know, in, I think it was Ohio or Iowa, somewhere,
yeah.
the whole corn crop was destroyed.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just about wiped out by mm-hmm. all of well, we got all the rain, but I guess they should have got What would you call a place where cows and sheep and other animals would graze?
Pasture.
What kinds of different fences would you have?
Barbed wire and just the old common farm fence, I don't know what you call it. 7-strand fence.
What would that look like?
It was, well, you could get those different strands and then wire running both ways and make squares.
Mm-hmm. Would you have any, would you ever see or have any wooden fences?
Yeah. We didn't have any. I saw the old rail fences. They'd split rail and stack them.
Mm-hmm.
Interlock them.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a fence close around your house with points on it? Or would you see one like that?
Absolutely.
What would you call that?
I don't know.
Did you ever build a barbed wire fence?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How would you do that?
I set a post and then we just laid the wire out and stretched it with fence stretchers.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on with staples.
Mm-hmm.